Welcome to another episode of Furniture Industry News, the go-to podcast for all the movers and shakers in the world of furniture. Whether you're a manufacturer, a retailer, or just keenly observing the latest trends, we're here to bring you a comprehensive update on what's shaping the industry. Today, we have a slew of pertinent topics to discuss, ranging from the evolution of consumer services to shifts in market confidence and the ramifications of both on businesses large and small. We'll be kicking things off with a look at Beyond Incorporated's new venture into customer protection services. It's a move that speaks volumes about where e-commerce support is heading, and we're diving into the details. Next up, we'll be dissecting Meghan Markle's foray into the furniture world with her American Riviera Orchard brand. An exciting blend of hopefulness and question marks characterizes this development, and we'll explore what it could mean for industry standards and expectations. We can't talk about commerce without talking about the giant Amazon. They've recently released an encouraging quarterly report that stands as a testament to their unwavering growth. We'll be scrutinizing what's behind their numbers and what it might indicate for the furniture sector. As we pivot to a broader economic perspective, we'll address the significant dip in the Consumer Confidence Index, analyzing its impact and how businesses can potentially weather this storm. We'll also take a close look at Leggett and Platt's financial tribulations, examining how one of the industry's key players is navigating current challenges. And not to be missed, FlexSteel's recent triumphs, marking another strong quarter in their books. Rounding off, we touch on a more somber note with Alumitech's legal stumble as the Department of Labor takes a firm stance on wage violations. Stick with us as we delve into these subjects, offering insights and analyses that are vital for staying informed and ahead in the furniture industry. Let's get started. In a bid to enhance the customer shopping experience, Beyond Incorporated is venturing into new territory with their latest partnership with Extend, a move set to redefine the standard for safeguarding consumer purchases in the realm of online furniture and home goods shopping. This collaboration introduces two key services optimized for e-commerce transactions, promising to secure their customers' purchases from the point of sale through the lifecycle of their products. First, let's delve into the Extend shipping protection. This shields customers from the potential anguish of lost, damaged, or stolen items during the delivery process. Imagine the peace of mind knowing that your latest statement piece or essential tabletop setting is shielded against unforeseen events right to your doorstep. Transitioning from shipping to product longevity, the Extend Product Protection offers a robust safety net for your items. This goes beyond the standard manufacturer's warranty, ensuring protection against the likes of accidental damage. Picture your treasured velvet sofa safe from unexpected mishaps, breaks, spills, and all of life's little accidents. Available now at checkout for online purchases, these services seamlessly integrate with the shopping experience on the Bed Bath & Beyond website. They will also be expanded to other online platforms such as Overstock.com and Zulily.com, casting a wide net of convenience and confidence for customers across different e-commerce sites. From a financial perspective, Beyond Incorporated is eyeing the sweet spot with these programs, with the promise of margin-rich incremental revenue flowing from Extend Protection sales. It is a strategic step not merely to elevate customer satisfaction, but to propel the company into a favorable fiscal position through enhanced average order value and the prospect of maximizing customer lifetime value. But what's the cost to the consumer for such assurance? It's a modest investment for substantial return in kind. For instance, a small fee of just over $4 can protect a flatware set valued at nearly $120. And with furniture items, the coverage scales with the value, ensuring comprehensive protection. Beyond Incorporated as foray into protection services, with Extend, marks the latest in their continuous endeavor to reimagine the customer experience with a heavy inflection on convenience and care. A service designed to keep your purchases safe, and a company investment that speaks volumes of Beyond Incorporated's commitment to their customers and their bottom line. The licensing realm is abuzz with the latest moves from none other than the Duchess of Sussex, Meghan Markle. Markle has evidently broadened her horizons into the world of home lifestyle, proven by a barrage of trademark applications submitted to the U.S. Patent and Trademark Office that cover an extensive range of products. Under the banner of her new brand, American Riviera Orchard, which made a subtle but undeniable entry with a minimalistic online landing page on March 14th, Markle seems poised to take on the home goods sector with a vigor fit for royalty. American Riviera Orchard hints at a whole home concept, which stretches from the coziness of furniture and the chic aesthetic of wallpaper to the tangible intimacy of pillows and the ambient glow of candles. Picture frames, live floral creations, an array of gardening needs, and even pet wares from leashes to dog beds, the brand is all set to cater to an entire lifestyle. The vast product categories hint at potential offerings that may include bed linens, beverage glassware, variety in bakeware, and even skincare and cosmetics. Indeed, a regal touch to everyday living. However, the murmurs around the industry and the pondering of many insiders revolve around key questions that remain tantalizingly unanswered. While Meghan's brand is indeed the talk of the town, there are considerable queries about who is investing in it, the team behind it, and importantly, the source of its manufacturing. Despite the buzz and the promise of intersectional offering within furniture and beyond, Meghan Markle's venture has kept these pivotal details under wraps so far. Moreover, while there is ongoing speculation regarding Meghan's search for a CEO to drive the brand, it's interesting to note the response from the industry. The whispers in the Los Angeles lifestyle circles suggest that American Riviera Orchard is a topic of significance. Yet, these conversations are marred by the absence of any talk about Markle hiring buyers or a sourcing team, a crucial aspect for any brand, particularly one looking to establish a significant presence in the furniture sector. In conclusion, as we anticipate the rollout of American Riviera Orchard, the industry waits with bated breath to witness how this brand will unfold and integrate into the fabric of the furniture market. Will it lead with innovation and set heights of opulence? Or will it take a more contemporary, accessible approach? Time, as is often the case, will tell. In Seattle, Amazon has kicked off the year on a high note, reporting a sharp 13% rise in net sales for the first quarter. This marks a considerable achievement for the retail giant, as both their North America and international segments reported sales increases of 12% and 10% respectively, with AWS, the company's cloud computing arm, evidencing a robust 17% surge. CEO Andy Jassy extols this positive trend, crediting infrastructure modernization efforts, the leveraging of AWS's artificial intelligence capabilities, and expansions in the Amazon Store's business. These strategic moves have not only amplified financial outcomes, but have significantly enhanced the overall customer experience. Amazon's commitment to customer satisfaction is undeniably at the core of their business model. In the first quarter alone, they delivered over 2 billion units globally on the same or next day to Prime members. They've also increased the selection of brands, particularly those resonating with the Gen Z demographic, thus keeping their shelves both diverse and trendy. On the financial side, operating income has soared, rising to $15.3 billion in contrast with $4.8 billion in last year's quarter. This is complemented by a net income jump to $10.4 billion and an 82% increase in operating cash flow over the trailing 12 months, showcasing a financial fortitude that only a few can match. In terms of shopping events, Amazon has not been idle. They've organized spring deal days in Europe, a Ramadan event across various Middle Eastern regions, and the Big Spring Sale in North America, placing heavy discounts on outdoor furniture, garden essentials, and fashion items. Amazon's future looks bright with its AI prowess expanding under the Amazon Q and Amazon Bedrock platforms, sealing its stature as a technological powerhouse. The forecast for the second quarter is equally optimistic, with net sales projected to range from $144 billion to $149 billion, an uptick of 7% to 11% against the second quarter of the preceding year. Leadership at Amazon has certainly found a winning formula, combining technological innovation with a laser focus on customer satisfaction, all the while weathering the challenges posed by global market trends. And in a marketplace that never sleeps, Amazon's achievements set a formidable pace. In a rather concerning development for the furniture industry and retailers alike, the Consumer Confidence Index, a key measure of the nation's economic well-being, has fallen to a distressing low. As reported by the Conference Board, the month of April saw the index plunge to 97.0 from March's figure of 103.1. This significant tumble marks its weakest point since July of the previous year, and it's an indicator that is reeling under the pressure of incessantly surging prices. When we dissect the components of this index, the evidence of unease grows. The Present Situation Index, which reflects the public sentiment about current business and labor conditions, also slipped, with April's figures settling at 142.9, compared to the revised 146.8 in March. More telling, however, is the Expectations Index, which saw an even steeper decline, nosediving to 66.4 from the revised 74.0 in March. These numbers paint a clear picture. Consumers are far less bullish about the future business climate, job prospects, and perhaps crucially for their disposable income that might otherwise be spent within our industry. Moreover, it seems the sense of apprehension is ubiquitous, touching people across all age brackets and nearly all income levels, save for those earning between $25,000 and $49,999, who collectively expressed diminished confidence in the economic prospects. Dana Peterson, the chief economist at the Conference Board, has elucidated that while there is some enduring optimism about the current situation, the escalating concerns are more pronounced regarding future prospects, exacerbated by fears of a slackening labor market and tempering income streams. It is critical for us, within the furniture sector, to understand the undercurrents that are steering these sentiments. Consumers are explicitly troubled by the heightened price levels, particularly those impacting essentials, such as food and gasoline. These increased out-of-pocket costs leave less room for discretionary spending, which includes purchases of home furnishings, a keystone of our industry. For businesses and professionals operating within our market, this data presents a somber note. Resilience and adaptability will be key in navigating the implications of waning consumer confidence. As we continue to monitor these indices, knowing that they serve as predictors for the health of the market and potential consumer spending, our actions and strategies must be attuned to meet the challenges head-on, finding innovative ways to entice and reassure consumers despite the murky economic waters we find ourselves in. We turn our attention now to industry supplier Leggett & Platt, where we've seen some rather sobering numbers coming out of their first quarter reports. The company has faced a substantial 40% slide in net income, clocking in at $31.6 million, a figure that's ringing alarms in the bedding and home furnishings categories that continue to straddle rough market waters. Not only is this a hard hit for Leggett and Platt, but it's also reflective of broader struggles within these segments, where sales aren't quite matching up to the figures we'd like to see. Diving deeper into their financials, it becomes clear that bedding products are bearing the brunt of these conditions, with a precipitous 15% decrease in sales. Furniture, flooring, and textiles aren't faring much better, having experienced a 9% plummet. These are significant drop-offs from the previous year and send a clear message that the company, and perhaps the industry at large, is navigating some choppy fiscal seas. Despite the less-than-stellar news, Leggett and Platt's leadership is approaching this downturn with strategic foresight. President and CEO Mitch Dolloff assured stakeholders that the results align with the company's expectations. Focused on fortifying Leggett and Platt's future, they've enacted a restructuring plan aimed at optimizing their manufacturing and distribution footprint. The goal? To sink company costs and buoy up its earnings before interest and taxes by a significant margin once the initiatives are fully implemented. Think late next year. The company's forecast remains as resilient as their restructuring strategy, eyeing annualized benefits between $40 million and $50 million in EBIT. Dramatic adjustments like these are what could keep Leggett and Platt afloat and allow them to navigate through the eye of this economic storm. And while they're easing up on their historically robust dividends for the fourth quarter to free up capital, there's a clear hope and expectation that this will lead to more sustainable and long-term financial health for the company. Looking ahead, the company is anchoring its guidance for this fiscal year's sales to be between $4.35 billion and $4.65 billion. That's a lot of numbers to crunch, but it's all part of the task for companies like Leggett and Platt that are steadfast in their push to weave through economic complexities. One thing's for certain. The bedding and home furnishings categories require some tough stitching to keep the seams from splitting. And, as always, Leggett and Platt is determined to thread that needle carefully and come out the other side stronger than before. Craftsmanship and resilience. These are qualities that not only reflect in the furniture we use, but also in the companies we admire in our industry. A prime example of this is Dubuque, Iowa-based furniture manufacturer and importer Flexsteel. In their recent net third quarter sales report, Flexsteel recorded a notable 8.2% increase compared to last year's metrics, achieving a robust $107.2 million. This steady climb mirrors the growth from the last quarter, which was marked at 7.5%, marking a trend of upward momentum after previously reported declines. A dive into their financial health shows a strengthened margin, expanding to 21.7% from last year's 18.8%. It's not just about selling more, but also making each sale count for more, an important strategy in times of economic unpredictability. These strides forward have been underscored by a laudable initiative on Flexsteel's part to cut down supply chain costs without compromising on their renowned quality. What about the future? Flexsteel signals a clear intention to maintain its robust financial standing by focusing on reducing debts and strategically saving cash reserves, a conservative yet prudent approach that stands to benefit future operations and potential expansions. Debt was reduced by $3.7 million just in the last quarter, evidencing their commitment to financial stability. The leadership at Flexsteel is also preparing for a change. The current CEO, Jerry Dittmer, has announced plans to retire at the end of fiscal 2024, passing the torch to Derek Schmidt, the company's president. Schmidt is no stranger to Flexsteel's goals and operations, carrying forward the company's legacy with confidence in an era teeming with challenges yet ripe with opportunities. Flexsteel's optimism isn't unfounded. Their recent product launches paint a picture of a company that isn't just staying the course, but is actively innovating. With a 40% increase in new product offerings, including 36 new groups and 16 extensions showcased at the recent High Point Market, they aim to revitalize and diversify their product portfolio. And it seems that their focus on bringing in contemporary and younger buyers through sub-brands like Charisma and Flex is paying off. With such targeted efforts, it's no wonder that the company attributes approximately $7 million of the quarterly sales growth to these new initiatives. The increased showroom traffic and commitment to reinvigorating their case goods business spotlight a company that's not only responding to changing market demands, but is also keenly aware of its growth levers in a fiercely competitive industry. To cap off, while macroeconomic conditions remain challenging for many, Flexsteel demonstrates what it means to continually push for excellence, adaptability, and strategic growth. With their sound fiscal management and dedication to innovation, they serve as a beacon for others in the furniture industry against the current tides. In this segment, we're turning our attention to Alumatech, a Florida-based manufacturer of outdoor furniture, which has recently come under scrutiny by the U.S. Department of Labor. In a significant compliance action, the department has mandated that the company pay over $92,000 in back wages to workers. This enforcement measure follows the department's findings that Alumatech failed to honor overtime rates for 8 employees who clocked in over 40 hours per week. A crucial detail in this case is Alumatech's piece rate payment system, where employees are paid a set amount for each piece of furniture produced. While this can be an efficient payment method, the law is clear. Non-exempt employees must receive overtime pay at the appropriate rate for any hours worked beyond the standard 40-hour work week. This serves as a stark reminder that no matter the payment arrangement, employers must diligently adhere to federal labor laws to ensure fair compensation for their workforce. The financial ramifications for Alumatech go beyond the back wages. The Department of Labor has also imposed a fine of $8,328 for repeated infringements. Alumatech is no stranger to such penalties. The company faced a similar situation between 2016 and 2018, which resulted in over $8,000 recovered in wages due to comparable violations. Alumatech, with roughly 55 employees, has been in the business of manufacturing patio furniture since 1988, showcasing the longevity and established presence of the company within the industry. However, this situation underscores a valuable lesson. Longevity and experience do not exempt any business from the fundamental responsibility of complying with labor laws. The Department of Labor's action serves as a cautionary tale to all within the furniture industry, highlighting the importance of rigorous compliance with wage regulations to avoid substantial financial consequences and to maintain equitable workplace practices. And that brings us to a close on this edition of the Furniture Industry News Podcast. Today, we touched on a range of developments, from the promise of new protection services from Beyond Incorporated to the unveiling of Meghan Markle's intriguing licensing strategy. We dived into Amazon's stellar quarter, reflecting on what their success means for the broader e-commerce spectrum within the furniture sector. We also discussed the alarming plunge in consumer confidence, painting a picture of the challenges surging prices pose for both consumers and businesses alike. From there, we unraveled the fiscal challenges faced by Leggett and Platt as they navigate through a dip in net income and sales, while focusing on a strategic response to ensure future stability. FlexSteel's story offered a brighter note, with the company celebrating another strong quarter, focusing on sustained growth and innovative strategies. We also highlighted the importance of fair labor practices with Alumatech's unfortunate wage violations, revealing the implications of not adhering to employment laws. To all our listeners, your time and attention are truly valued. We hope you depart with a better grasp of the currents shaping the furniture industry, equipped with insights that will aid in steering your businesses and decisions in a manner most attuned to today's economic climate. Thank you for choosing Furniture Industry News for your updates. Until next time, keep making those spaces functional, comfortable, and beautiful.